Hey everyone, Brando here.
And Mike.
And we host the Game Addicts Podcast,
a show about modern and retro video games
that we play and collect.
Now, here's some vital information for you.
Our podcast is found on podcast services around the globe, such as iTunes,
Podbean,
Stitcher Radio,
and YouTube.
Check us out every Thursday for a new episode.
But wait,
there's more. If you pledge to the Journey into Comics Network Patreon, you get early access to the audio version of the show up to a week early.
So what are you waiting for?
It's time to level up and check out the Game Addicts Podcast today. The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Good evening and welcome to the second episode of Brews with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick Maxson. And I got a couple dudes here with me. First of all, we've got Dr. Dongo back. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Great. Nice Slipknot shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Then we've got Mr. Gimme Head Till I'm Dead, Anthony Voigt.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'd be doing better if I was living out the fantasy that that shirt insinuates.
It's a lifestyle.
That was almost unbearable. Austin Hill, our third guest, second guest. Is Dongo a guest anymore? Or is he just
Am
part
I?
Of the team? He might just be part of the team. But Austin, how are you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic.
Good. So let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're slamming through the beer. We just took our first couple sips of the beer that Anthony brought.
I'm gonna like this.
Would you like to give us a quick rundown of what you brought, Anthony?
I brought Liftoff, a West Coast style IPA from Daredevil Brewing Company. 7.2 alcohol.
That's an Indiana brew.
I love the way it smells.
It's aggressively fun.
I would agree with that assessment.
It says it right there on the can.
I know. That's why. Yeah. We've got a guy. What has he got there? It looks like an early 1900s helicopter. Maybe it's a helicopter, not a plane.
Yeah. Maybe some satanic straps.
I don't. He definitely harnessed the power of something otherworldly.
It's definitely a steampunk Da Vinci flying device strapped to his back.
There we go. I would agree with that.
That tastes good.
Yeah,
you look excited, beard. Dongo. Yeah, give us your first impression.
Well, one, it smells great. I'm tasting some good in this.
It's hoppy.
Yeah,
it's real hoppy.
This is what I'm talking about when I say it hits my mouth.
It's very forward with the citra hop flavor. When
yes,
it hits your mouth.
But it's not overly hoppy.
Right,
it's pretty smooth.
It doesn't. There's no bad aftertaste.
No, it's not really bitter.
Especially tasty out of this Maxson's and Me pint glass.
No, oh, I'm enjoying mine out of a Metal at Market Square 2017 glass.
I as well. That
by the time this particular episode is aired, we'll probably be through night two. So I'm just going to assume that it was a great night. I'm also going to assume that most of us aren't going to have remembered some of it. But we'll still have night three with Yesterday's Chips and Boner Jovi. November 18th, that'll be fun. And maybe by then we'll have one of those tasty new Maxson's and Me brews. We just did a pumpkin amber ale today. So I'm excited to see how that comes out. Austin, you got something sarcastic you want to say?
I like pumpkins.
You like to carve little holes in the pumpkin. And
very little holes.
Let me really put the emphasis on that little hole.
Not very deep either.
Just
scratch the surface.
Just right through the rind and I'm good.
Didn't take long to get to the dick jokes. I think last week we just got a couple minutes further.
Yeah.
I could definitely put down a 6-pack of this, even though it came in a 4-pack.
Yeah. Well, see, just basic math at that point. You just get a couple. You get like 3, and then just go for the 2 6-packs instead of the 1.
There you go.
Yeah, it's easily drinkable. It's an imperial. Is that what it said?
It's
Did I misread? No, it's not.
It's a West Coast style IPA.
It doesn't say the ABV. There it is, 7.2. I'm digging it. It's got a good color. It's not, it's very clear. It's not hazy. It's got a goldish hue.
I've actually had this several times before, and I always enjoy it.
I think I have had it before, too, but it's...
I have never had it.
It's real good.
Me either. I can get down on this.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed it's popped up in more liquor stores and convenience stores lately, too, so it's a little bit easier to find now.
What's, so, Austin, this is your first time on. It's only the second one, but still your first time on. What kind of beer would you say is your go-to? What is your favorite kind of beer?
My go-to? It's definitely an IPA for the base, but I normally try to go for more of a light fruit hue IPA that's really smooth on the back and low carbonation.
Did you get one of those pineapple cosmic jacuzzis a couple weeks ago when we went to, what is it? Bedrock? Did you pick up that one? I know that, who were we with? I don't remember, but we both picked up the jacuzzi one. I really like that.
Yeah, that one was very tasty.
I like juicy. That's my favorite way to describe an IPA. It's juicy. I'm going to go on about that.
Yeah, we did that last episode.
It's nice so and juicy. Wet.
Nice and
yeah, a nice, wet, not dry. Juicy IPA. Wet, something that you can really juicy. Sink your tongue into.
I just let that beer perfect. Sit in my mouth a little longer than usual at Austin's suggestion. So let's see. This was this was really, really tasty. Dongo, what did you bring today?
I brought Founders Redanculous, I believe is what it's called. I literally just picked it off based off the name and based off of Founders does all day, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and so I enjoyed all day. So. I trust the brewery.
I do too. I'm a big fan of Founders.
So we're gonna see what that tastes like.
Nick's been
yeah, it'd be nice. You guys need to catch up.
I've had all day experiences with all day, and I've also had 15-minute encounters with all day.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It hurt. You got there just in time, I think, for the festivities of us trying to.
He actually filmed us do that.
We tried to see who could drink the most. It was five. Who could drink five all days?
I supplied the all day.
Yeah,
if I remember right.
Anyway, I wouldn't say that I won, but we decided to shotgun a couple of them, and I succeeded, but I could only hold it down for about 45 seconds to a minute before
just
I started puking it up.
Just long enough for someone to say one more beer.
And I puked
and
it
got
up.
One more beer.
It was magical.
Yeah, it splashed onto my leg. It was great.
It was nasty. That's not the first time I puked on shoes. So.
And then my dog tried to eat it.
Yeah.
Did it taste just as good coming back up?
No. I did, after cleaning myself up, come back out for one more beer, though, to finish it off. So
you got to.
I'm a trooper. Wow. Jinx, you owe me a beer. There we go.
Speaking That's how it works. Beer.
Okay, so what should we jump into next? I think let's go for the Shafley. Let's go for the pumpkin. Shafley. Let's go for the pumpkin next, since the next one's going to be Redanculous.
Not good. Let Austin do this work.
Clank away.
That's probably my dog snoring in the
mic. I want to get Isis on for a show. The dog. Not the band. Or the, Islamic terrorist group. Do they
go
Islamic?
By ISIL.
All right, that's not. But, we're not going to get into
but
that.
But all the fucking super conservative and everybody else in the world calls them ISIS.
Islamic radical terrorism.
Yes, that.
So, Anthony.
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of beer?
My favorite. Beer, and I'm not ashamed to say, is Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hell yeah.
It's my go-to. I drink it all day, every day.
Ooh, I do like PBR quite a bit. We decided that we were going to have
shitty beer off.
Yeah, shitty beer off and decide which was better, Hams or Pabst.
Well, Pabst is definitely better.
We don't even need to. Maybe that's just something we bring up every show.
Do they even make? Do they make Strohs anymore, or is that like long gone?
Yes, they do.
Because that is like every old person, like back in the day. My dad, my all my old friends and stuff. They're like 60 plus. That was their beer. That was the first beer I ever drank was Strohs.
Wow,
I think I was like probably 7 or 8, and my grandma was taking a shower and left her beer out, and it was Strohs, and got me a good taste of it then. Definitely hooked. Have not had one for about 20 years.
I had somebody bring, it was just last year, because I'd never seen it before. So when someone brought it in, I'm like, how much was this? And they were like, $11. I'm like, oh my God, this is a new contender in the race. So I think Hams is the cheapest that I've seen.
Oh yeah.
At like $12 for a 30 pack.
That Hams isn't bad once you've downed a 6-pack of Absolutely. Like a good IPA.
You got it.
And that's like IPAs, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
You can't drink IPAs all night with that.
No. I don't want to spend, you know, $12 a day on a 6-pack.
I like to drink beer.
Rather so spend $6 on a 6-pack of 16 ounces.
Right.
And you know, it still tastes good. Plus, if you're at a bar,
oh, absolutely,
you know, we're talking expensive. $2 to, you know, $4.50.
Or down at the Vault, which is a place here in Lafayette that we go to a lot. They sometimes, you know, with those IPAs, you get a big schooner of it, and you're spending
32 ounces,
$8 or $9.
Are those 32 ounces?
I actually thought that their prices are pretty good. That for the.
I guess I'm always shooting for the biggest one. I'm always getting a 32 ounce of. Zombie Dust or something.
Yeah, which just costs Sweetwater 420.
Right.
They have that. That's the one they've had the longest now. They've had it.
Yeah. That's a good beer.
Yeah, I love that beer.
Speaking of good beer, we're about to jump into Schlafly's, whatever.
It's noticeably darker.
A pumpkin ale special release by Schlafly. They're from St. Louis.
Is this our basic bitch beer of the
this
night?
This is the pumpkin. You could call it the basic bit because it's a pumpkin beer.
You just
beer.
Call me pumpkin.
But hey, I pumpkin. Think that everyone's going to enjoy the beer quite a bit. So
bottled with love on.
Is that cinnamon I smell?
I don't know. Put it in your mouth.
It's either cinnamon or like apple.
It's pumpkin spice.
Ah.
Mmm. Just as good season. As I remember it.
Smells good.
Mmm. So it's a dark...
Ooh. That's
very
a lot of flavor.
Dark red.
It's really smooth. Really smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth. I wasn't expecting it, though. That's
pumpkin spices you right in the mouth.
That, yeah. Yeah,
it
that
basic
is.
Basic bitches you right in the mouth.
That is a load of pumpkin right in your mouth.
It is, but it's a good pumpkin.
It's a good load.
It's not bad.
It's a full load, too. It's not one of those dinky.
You want to swish it around in your mouth.
Yeah. I could drink one or two of these and...
Yeah, this you can definitely gurgle this and blow.
I don't think
bubbles.
I could finish a 6-pack of this. It's good, but
no,
you know,
I think
too much
it's
of a good
8%.
Thing. Too much of a good thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That I think last year I made a 6-pack last a month.
This would probably be a good beer to start off with.
Yep,
and then move on to PBR.
I could see myself. I could see myself drinking a case of this and having pumpkin vomit for. The remainder of the night and the next morning.
But it might taste good coming back up.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Well, if it comes out my nose, I know I'm going to be smelling something good.
Mm. It has, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's not just pumpkin. It's something else.
Hmm. We just made a pumpkin beer today.
Did you rinse these glasses out?
Yeah.
Good man.
Of course he rinsed them out. He's not a barbarian. What do you think, Isis? You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I tend to think the other way, but you make a good point. Thanks, Isis, for opening my eyes a little bit more.
That's a good girl. Remind us to take a good smell of our beer before we just indulge.
What do you think, Dongo?
I enjoy it. It wouldn't be something I would go to, but I enjoy it.
You know you're right, Dongo. There is a hint of apple on that scent.
Yeah, it's something. It's definitely a little fruity. Fruitier than... Pumpkin.
It's mm-hmm. It's fruitier, not quite as gourdy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. What is your favorite medium to drink from? Like glass? Like, for, okay, for let's just go for regular beer right now. Like Budweiser, Hams,
can.
PBR, can, bottle, draft.
Can.
I'd rather drink out of a bottle.
For Pabst, I would.
For Pabst, for sure. Unless it's a 16-ouncer that they're selling to the bar for $2, then I'm going Pabst, for the can.
I got to go can. Or if I go with my boyhood beer, which I grew up on since age 9, Miller Lite out of a bottle.
It's Miller.
Budweiser out of a bottle.
Miller Lite.
I'm a Hams out of a can guy. Hams out of a can or PBR out of a can.
You got a hammy cam?
You got it. That's how I like it. So we got a consensus of you're not sure. This is one of my favorite seasonal beers. I don't necessarily know if they don't make it year-round. It does say special release, which makes me think it is a fall thing. But I do make sure every year I go and get at least a six-pack or two. I really, really dig it.
Yeah, this is kind of like Dog and Suds for me. I go there like once a year.
Oh, not me and Nick.
We have
not Nick
been,
and Nick.
We've been behaving ourselves this year.
Yeah.
I think mostly because of construction. But, yeah, we used to have... it wasn't a contest. It was like a friendly contest to see who could go the most times a couple years ago. And we both busted 50.
You did. I didn't.
A contest?
We should have a contest. We should have a foot-long contest party.
Wow. When you word it like that,
Coney,
who can resist?
Coney sauce.
I think the last time we actually did that, I pretty much conceded because you said, I've gone like 60-something times at least. And I'm like, I broke 30. I was like, there's no way. So he's like... Nick goes, well, there's only one way to settle this. Let's see who can eat the most Coney dogs.
And then Dongo won.
Yeah, I whooped you. Yeah. While a show was going on, while a band was playing.
We were downstairs watching bands play with the big white containers full of dogs, just eating Coney dogs.
You gave in at 4, and I was on my 5th, and then I ate a 6th just to rub it in.
Well, see, I do that thing where at the shows I'm... you know, really fucking messed up, and I'm not usually thinking about eating. I'm thinking about what's the next thing I'm going to put in my face, whether it be a beer or, you know.
A Coney dog.
A beer or a wiener, or both.
Or both.
I wonder if hot dogs are even the politically correct term anymore, because Oscar Mayer doesn't make hot dogs anymore. They make wieners.
Mm.
That's what, I mean, did we look into this?
We didn't look further into if hot dog is.
You mentioned that you noticed that, but what if it's always been like that and we just never paid attention?
This is not some Berenstain Bears situation. It's just I think they're trying to, you know, trying to change the market. They're not hot dogs.
I think I'd like to go with wiener.
I bet you would.
If I may, it sounds more fun.
Yeah, you know.
What's for dinner?
Wieners.
I'm definitely about it.
Isis is getting like so much of my arm right
She's
now.
She's loving on you,
she
man.
She is loving the shit
Isis
out of me.
Isis is my favorite
familiar
dog
with
in the
is
whole world.
Loving the shit out of my
She's
arm.
So sweet.
Well, dogs
get away from this tongue.
Dogs do eat their own shit, and she happens to be licking that Slipknot shirt quite a bit.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
No, she's doing it to get the taste of shit out of her mouth.
Oh, my arm is drenched.
Why don't you drench your throat a little bit with that Schlafly pumpkin beer?
Yeah.
Next on the docket,
next.
I believe
what it's some brown sugar.
Time. I think we should jump back to the IPA because I want to say that the brown sugar and this one are more closely related.
Yeah.
My palate needs to relax before another one.
I concur.
I saw.
I'm going to get some pretzels in here.
Need some pretzels?
Peanuts.
I got some peanuts.
You need some peanuts to go with that wiener?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, that's quite enough. How about someone hop up and go clean out some glasses?
Anthony, you've been the star of some comics lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to actually remove a few of them, hide them from my timeline because they were getting a little too risque.
They've been pretty crazy lately.
Yeah, a little racy, a little
You know, I do have family and...
Too much
and,
unicorn jizz and frog balls.
Yeah. You know, every now and then there's people that I work with that I'm sure peruse my page and, you know, I like to, you know, come off as somewhat professional while I'm at work. I will not.
Well, this is a safe place, Anthony.
Yeah, you know, they are.
This is a safe place. Shout out.
They are definitely fantasy oriented. Yes. You know, there's no truth to anything that has been portrayed in the comics whatsoever.
The only truth there is how the author and illustrator has captured our personalities.
It's odd.
It's so weird how well he's captured
that, you know, Boston, the very few times we've spent, Nick. I mean, I know you guys have probably spent a little bit more time with him than I have, but
what's hilarious is like he doesn't know any of us.
Yeah. But he pretty much hit
he's
it right
just
on the head.
Big fans of us. Apparently.
Shout out Chris Charles.
Oh yeah. Get that shit.
Ooh, that's dark.
Now, what one is this?
This is Redankulous.
Oh, this is yours.
Let me see that bottle real quick. Thank you, sir. Yeah, this is Redankulous by Founders. It's an Imperial Red Indian Pale Ale. It is 9.5% alcohol.
Ooh.
By volume. 90 IBUs. I didn't check this stuff before I bought it. I saw the name.
You just grabbed it.
I saw the name and I grabbed it because I was pressed for time.
Didn't even get it cold.
Nope, didn't even get it cold. It's cold
but
now.
But it is cold.
Or at least the bottle feels cold.
Yeah, it's this, pretty cold now.
Let's read this.
It is chilled.
Bold, 9.5% Imperial Red IPA pours a pleasing burnt amber color. Caramel.
I brought in a glass of water with me.
There's the caramel caramel debate.
I think
but
I might
what
have
about caramel
left it in the car.
And roasted barley introduce a subtle sweetness, but the hops are the true headliner in this big IPA. The spicy, piney, and tropical complexities of Chinook, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops hit you right away with their dank aroma, and they stick around. It's not just ridiculous, it's redankulous.
Yeah, they're talking this up quite a bit. Let's check this out.
Let me swish. Oh, it's got a kind of...
That's got a very heavy scent.
Heavy,
chocolatey
heavy
scent.
It's red. It smells and it tastes red.
I don't think I'm going to like this.
It is an imperial.
I don't think you are
red.
Yeah. So
can I make a?
Definitely
a prediction. Dr. Dongo is not going to like
it's
this.
It's definitely
beer.
Got a bitter aftertaste.
The smell is not
that excites me,
right.
I love a good bitter beer.
It's very dank.
It's not bad.
I've smelled a beer like this before. I can't remember what it was, but
that is actually smoother than what I would expect out of an imperial red IPA.
Luckily, the last time I smelled this,
it's pretty
I was
heavy,
really
though.
Already pretty fucked up.
90 IBUs.
And I can handle it.
Oh, man. Fucking ISIS. I got a whiff of it.
Oh, ISIS.
ISIS just dropped a terror bomb.
Doggy fart.
I'm going in, guys. Going in.
It's a little much for me, I think.
Yeah.
I got to say, this is actually smoother than what I expected out of an Imperial Red.
Yeah, it's really
absolutely.
Smooth. I don't like the taste. I would have to already be pretty far gone to
Lapsapadoi.
Appreciate it.
To not appreciate it, but handle it.
This actually falls back
it's
into my earlier years when I was really getting into craft beers, because I really went heavy into the bitter, hoppy beers. Like the stronger and bitter and hoppier it was, the more I drank it.
This is very, very bitter.
And this is right up my nostalgia alley right here. This is really good.
So when would you say you started drinking craft beer or beer that wasn't the big commercially brewed ones?
I got to say, I really started getting into the craft beer and not commercial, more of the...
Beer made with love.
Yeah, the lovely beer that's made by a small brewery. I don't know. Say about 6-7 years ago, I've been getting into them. And I started off with, Peoples to be my first, like, small brewery beer. And I just started going through what they had back then. And I remember when I was first getting into it, like, most of the IPAs and stuff that I really enjoyed, it was very, very flowery and very forward with this, you know, hoppy, just the flowery side of the hoppy taste. And I didn't start really tasting the underlying flavors and the bitterness of it until I started to, you know, train my palate into it. But when I first was taking it in, I got the hoppy, and then I'd get a little bit of the fruit sense that really did it for me.
Peoples, for the longest time, to me, had a lot of what I considered the same styles. But I feel like lately, in the past year or so, it put out a lot of different kind of styles that I really like.
I need to try these things, because, unpopular opinion, I'm not a fan of Peoples.
I generally wasn't either.
Ooh, it depends on what you're drinking, I guess.
Yeah.
I've had
not a fan of, like, let's say, Mr. Brown.
Me neither.
Farmer's Daughter, I think is an excellent daughter.
Is the closest beer that I can get to liking it.
I've got to say, it's maybe 4 or 5 beers that I would recommend that you would enjoy from Peoples, aside from their normal Mr. Brown, Mound Builder.
Mound Builder's, it's decent.
Killer.
But
Hop Killa is a good one.
Hop Killa.
I like the Boiler Gold. They just came out with a beer for Purdue University.
Actually, nice. That is a Purdue University brewed beer called Boiler Gold.
Peoples helped with it, or they brewed it at Peoples. Peoples has something to do with it.
They brewed it at Peoples, but it is a
Purdue University. That's really cool that they're doing that at Purdue.
Only.
Apparently, they've had a relationship for a while now.
That's really neat.
Where they work on hops together.
I'm not a fan of Redankulous.
I'm not going to give it.
I'm not a fan either.
This is not my favorite that we've done today. I don't think I would buy it again. I would accept it. If someone offered me this or a shitty beer, I'd probably accept this.
Unless it was Pabst.
You know, I'm a big fan of Pabst, but
I can get Pabst anytime, but if somebody offers me this saying, here is a good beer for you.
Because this is probably a
I'm going to go ahead and accept
$3 beer, $2 or $3 beer. So it's good enough to drink again. I'm probably not going to buy it.
Yeah, no. I won't.
Also, if I may, this was bottled in May. So I don't know what kind of... I don't know what that will play into it.
It is... This actually has a... most Imperials have a decent shelf life.
So that's why I'm saying I don't really know how much of an effect it'll play. I can just say definitively that it was brewed 5 months ago. So.
Well, it was bottled on 5/30/17, so it's not quite 5 months.
Which for most beers, that's pretty long. You don't really want shit to sit around that long.
No.
But
so I'm gonna give the thumbs down, Dr. Dongo.
I agree.
You didn't do very good.
Next time
I didn't do very good.
Next time don't be late and pick a good beer.
Right, right.
Well, the thing is, I'm very inexperienced in terms of this.
I want to give you the credit. I will give you the credit picked a very...
reputable company.
You picked a great company, a great brewery, and you picked something that I don't know why you picked this. I would not have guessed that you would pick this.
See, I was...
It's such a strong beer, and I know you don't like
store.
That.
I was at the liquor store, and I was trying to... At first, I was looking for something that I would want to try. So I was looking at the Three Floyd stuff that I hadn't tried. But I was like, no, I want to pick something that nobody there's gotten. So
never had it.
So I figured, okay, if I pick something Three Floyd, likely you guys have had it.
That was the goal. I believe that's what we've said to everyone. If you're going to bring a beer, bring something you think no one's tried yet. Because that's... what we're trying to do. We're trying to drink new beer. And
yes.
Well, next time I'm bringing Stroh's.
Hey, Dongo, let me shoot you a suggestion while picking out beer since you were newer to it.
This is my journey into beer.
Week when you're prepping, go ahead and start going out like tonight if you have time, or tomorrow to go ahead and give your time to shop around in beers and read the labels and see what they
have
to say.
That's what I was trying to do as well. I saw Founders and I'm like, okay, I can get behind that for sure.
I already have a beer for next week.
Oh.
Is it the one you told me you were going to bring this week?
No, it is not. That's excellent. Is one specifically brewed to be enjoyed by October 31st of 17.
So we're gonna try to have a super special Halloween edition. So,
oh boy,
we'll see how that goes. Quickly, while we've got the moment, I want to say thank you to the 250 plus people who have liked
the
Brews with Dudes page before a single episode came out.
That's impressive. Yeah, I saw you. I saw you announce that, and hats off, man. I'm happy to be a part of the first two episodes. I'm happy that you're part of the Journey into Comics Network.
Then me too. I love
250 of you should be sharing this page.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Imagine if that happened. Mm. No one realizes. Like even if you don't drink good beer, I bet you've got a friend on your page likes good beer. So just share it and just say, hey, some friends of mine are trying new, really good beers every week, trying to just taste a little bit of everything. So.
Even if not everybody thinks you're really good. I've got to give this Redanculous a solid thumbs up on my half.
I'm glad you like it.
I think that's why I like the idea of having multiple people. And, and we're not trying to stroke anybody's ego. It's like, we don't like the beer, then we don't like the beer. And that's why I like explaining the IBUs and explaining the color and... saying what it tastes like. We're trying to paint four different perspectives of the same beer, so you can decide if you like it yourself. But yeah, I mean, we kind of went into it last week. Like, I've done a couple podcasts with Nate and Brando and Dongo, and after just doing it once or twice, I loved it. And then they were all like, "Dude, you should do a podcast of your own. Like, just do something." So I'm glad we landed on something like this.
I'm definitely glad this is one more thing on top of the mountain of things that you have your hands in.
Right. Having one time a week that's organized around drinking beer. Usually it's like, we're going to get together and listen to bands play, but it's like, we always are like, well, we're also just going to drink a bunch of beer while we do that. Like,
talking about the beer while we do it.
Yeah. So now we've got a very focused, we got 1 hour that we're focusing hard on just drinking beer and talking about beer. So,
if I could add in something else for some of the people that aren't as in tune with the craft beer and stuff.
Beer savvy.
To go back to this Redanculous, since it's the one we've just most recently palated, the ABV is 9.5%. That's the alcohol by volume. But the IBUs are actually at 90, which is a high IBU.
Yeah.
I can't recall exactly what the IBU stands for, but... I can say that the higher international bitter unit, thank you, Nicholas Maxson, the higher the IBU, the more bitter and the heavier it's going to taste, and the quicker you're actually going to feel the alcohol content of that beer catch you. Say you drink just one of these at a 9.5 with a 90 IBU, and you're not someone that does have beers regularly, you're going to drink one of these and you're going to start to feel it right away. You're going to get that little bit of a head buzz. You're going to feel it kind of like on you. You're going to warm up a little bit more and going to feel a little bubbly, like you've had, say, 2 to 3 normal beers, like a Bud Light or a Miller Light or something.
Okay. See, I typically aim for like the 65 to 80 IBUs for what I like.
And that happens with a lot of like stuff, like I've seen you drink Alpha King.
Yeah, I drink
with
a lot.
Stuff like that.
That's my go-to.
It's
if Zombie Dust was more readily available, that would be my go-to, as I'm sure it would be most. Not you.
I do enjoy that.
I enjoy Zombie Dust when I can find it on tap, but that is one that I do not like out of a bottle.
I haven't minded it out of a bottle. Whenever I'm up at Three Floyds, I always try to grab a case. The last visit I went up there, I was up there with Nate Phillips of Journey into Comics and Voice of Survival and all of the other podcasts. One of the big wigs in the network. He went with me to Three Floyds Brewery, and they didn't have it. They were they had Alpha King. I think they had Alpha King, Gumball Head, Arctic Panzer Wolf, and Crack the Sky.
Crack the Sky. I've got one of those sitting in the cellar.
Yeah, they did a weekend of it.
Yeah. I do really enjoy a lot of the offhand brews by Three Floyds. A lot of their specialty brews that they do with bands and the like.
Yeah, yeah. I tried Crack the Sky. I was not a fan. But
of course you're not.
I'm not a coffee guy. No. I hate coffee in general.
So. I used to be really displeased and disliked just about all stouts and coffee stouts and the like. But as I've journeyed further into my craft beer...
Your journey into craft beer.
It's I've really enjoyed it so much more.
Wow.
This first, smells delicious.
First taste of the brown sugar.
I'm not getting a strong scent.
It's not the scent, dude. It hits you in the mouth hard. Let's let Austin introduce the beer that he brought this week.
This beer I bought is Lagunitas Brown Sugar Ale, sweet release, and on the six pack it even says, "Makes you feel so good." Or it says, "How come you taste so good?" The ad would add to it.
Tell
it
me, is, girl.
It is a 10% ABV with an IBU of 51.1. So it's got a lower IBU, so it's a lot smoother and lighter, but it's got the higher ABV that gives it a little bit more strength.
Ooh, it's got like a sour back. Like when it hits the back of your throat, it's got a bit of a sour taste to it.
That would be the sweet release. Like.
Mm.
Dongo going in.
Get off my dick.
Isis, come here. Come here, girl.
I'm definitely getting that sour back.
It says, "Give me head till I'm dead" on your t-shirt, Anthony. You asked for that.
And she's shoving her.
You got to take a break from head every now and then.
Nope.
No, you don't.
You go kicking and screaming and ripping your sheets over your face.
NSFW. Parental advisory.
Toes curled.
Spoiler alert. R-rated.
But this is very good.
Yeah, I'm down for this. I like the brown sugar.
Definitely better than the last beer.
Yes.
It actually Dongo follows brought. Up the last beer quite well.
It does.
I think so, too.
It's got a very red hue to it. It's a lot clearer than that Imperial Red, but it's still got that red coloring.
I could probably drink three or four of these.
I could have three or four of these.
You know, before I...
Before you start hitting that PBR.
You know, I just have to say that, like, we're not even two total beers deep, and I'm already buzzed.
Same. These are really strong beers. I didn't realize how strong this brown sugar was, but we went from...
We actually lifted seven, off properly.
7 to 8 or 9 to 10, and yeah, I think the last one is somewhere up in there, too. So
this liftoff is 7.2. The Schlafly is 8.0. The Redonkulous is 9.5. And, of course, this brown sugar, there's A with an apostrophe afterwards. So you go, is 10.0. So we...
It was real.
We just kept getting heavier with our alcohol.
What was the brown sugar?
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
Have you ever...
Oh, it's 10% ABV.
Mm. Yeah.
Man. When was the last time you guys ate? I haven't eaten since 10.
There's cookies up there. Over here.
Yeah, yeah. I had a cookie or two, but yeah, I only ate breakfast. So I'm definitely feeling
the school bought. Yeah. You know, friend pushing his kids' fundraiser shit in your face. Cookies.
I appreciate you, Anthony.
So naturally, you buy them because they're fucking cookies.
Yeah.
You bought some sausage, didn't you?
I did buy sausage. I couldn't pass up the sausage.
Dude, was it good?
I haven't ate it yet.
Oh.
I'm saving it for a special occasion.
I got some. They're called carnival cookies, but they're M&M cookies. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Mm. We smashed half the box.
Reese's Pieces cookies.
Ooh.
That would be the shit right there.
The ones on the counter are the strawberry cheesecake.
Those were good.
They're so good.
Oh,
so good.
I haven't had one.
It's too good.
They kind of remind me of those.
This is good fucking beer.
Yes.
They kind of remind me of the cookies from Subway with the cranberries and white chocolate chips in them.
Mm.
I can't put my finger on the back end of that.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah.
Right when it's going down your throat, there's this. It's a sour taste. It's an egg. It's a little hit that I'm not sure how to describe.
It is a very smooth sour taste.
It's really good. I like this beer. We should drink another one of these.
You think? We'll have to jump into the Maloko from Three Floyds, which is our champion beer for the day.
Oh.
But then, yeah, after that, we should probably definitely jump back into another one of these brown sugars. I feel like we've...
Where'd you buy that at?
This? Mm-hmm. I actually got this at our local Payless. It is under the Lagunitas.
And Payless has a lot of great items.
I have no idea when they have a good guy in their department that is choosing their beer, because Payless has an amazing beer selection.
It was like they also have pretty good liquor section. Year,
they've yeah. actually stepped it up,
and they have a great meat section.
Oh, I love their meat section.
You know, it's I like love I, the deli if you're buying your meat at meat Walmart, section. You're a fucking idiot.
I do buy a lot of meat from there.
Oh, that's and I, their I salsa? Exclusively buy it from there.
Holy shit!
Oh, yeah, salsa definitely. Didn't last long.
Payless yes. has the Jax. Best salsa in town, and if you want to fight me about it, just hit me up, because I want your salsa.
And hit
even
them.
If you're not from Lafayette, if you think that you've got the best
that,
salsa,
that sells Jax medium and dude, is
Jax
fucking
Jax and I'm in Herdez, yeah. however the fuck you pronounce it, whatever it is,
it's so good.
What'd you say, Jax?
Jax
for the sweet. And Herdez for the spicy.
The spicy.
Oh my god, they're the best salsas. Maybe that's
I
gonna
like
be
a good sweet salsa.
That's gonna be like part Ooh. The second half of Brews with Dudes. We're just gonna fucking rate salsas because oh, god,
Nate
damn,
Phillips
I love salsas.
There's a ton good. Of salsas.
Would love that.
We could rate beer food.
Oh,
you remember last Halloween when
we should have
Ten
a blind
played?
Salsa yeah. tasting.
So we had Ten Strip come and play Hot last Halloween tasting. For the Doom Room and. Nick Fott, the lead singer for Ten Strip, makes his own peppers and stuff, and then he goes and makes his own salsa. So he brought some salsa called Hot Fucking Salsa or something like that. And it's so fucking good, I've still got some of it. A couple weeks ago, we had the Convalescents, another heavy metal band, come yes. through and play. And they had their own salsa, so we bought some
hot
of that.
Hot sauce, and it was so good.
And we just... Okay. So that's so hot sauce. Good. That's not necessarily salsa. That's,
that was
that's
straight
a good point,
hot sauce. But. It was a... Oh, so good.
It was called Murder Mild Sauce.
Nice.
No, mild so, sauce. Mild murder or something.
Yeah, like, it was like, mild this murder sauce.
This is not explicit murder. It's just mild. Mild murder.
And it was so delicious. I actually have some homemade mustard that you would probably really enjoy.
Gross.
I like spice. I'm a big fan of spice.
Take that shit and stuff it up your ass.
That would tickle in a good way, I bet.
It'd probably make me feel good.
I absolutely hate mustard. It's known.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of mustard.
No. You know, when I was
Dungle
a bartender,
on the drink.
There was a guy who would come in and he would drink, he'd get a pitcher of beer and he would take the mustard bottle, pour it into his mouth, and then just wash it down with beer. And I was like, why? One, because I absolutely hate mustard. I think it's the most disgusting thing on the planet. But I don't know. He just said it tasted great. Mustard and beer.
I like mustard, and that's about all I'm going to say about okay. it. I'm not gonna pour it straight into my fucking mouth.
No.
But.
Well, this guy was hammered, so. He used to do it all the time.
I am more than halfway there.
Mm.
I'm feeling good.
Lit.
I have to drive to the other side of West Lafayette after this.
You're in trouble, Dongo.
Yes.
So we talked
I
about
see it in your
we
eyes.
Talked about Voight Anthony. He's got give me head till I'm dead. Dongo's wearing the Slipknot, and then we've not mentioned my t-shirt, but we have mentioned what's on my t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm wearing the Metal at Market Square shirt, so if you're listening and you like heavy metal, or you just like good music in general, go to the Doom Rooms page, check out Metal at Market Square. We've still got a couple shows coming up that you should absolutely check out. But the reason I brought up the t-shirts is because I wanted to bring up Austin's shirt, who's wearing a Chicago Domination t-shirt, and... while we're making the transition into our final beer, I kind of want you to go on about but you and Anthony. Anthony's been a part of Chicago Nomination Fest for a long time. They recently announced, I mean, and by recently, I mean today. They mentioned that they're going to Dirty Nelly's to start doing their festival, which is one of my favorite venues in Chicago. I went there a couple years ago for Between the Barrett and Me. So
how was the sound? Because I mean, obviously they had a good sound engineer then, because
it's an awesome venue.
The only complaints that I've heard so far is the sound sucks. And it's like, well, guess what? The sound sucked at Wire the first day that we played until we played.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy figured it out.
I think that was when Kyle told him to take the triggers off.
Mm.
Because, no, he told him to take the mic off the drums and just do the triggers through the PA.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to do triggers and kicks.
Yeah.
And it was messing up terribly.
Yeah, it was everything was really muddy the first day at Wire. And then the Friday and Saturday they had a different sound engineer and it sounded phenomenal.
Yeah.
And thank God that, you know, when we played, it wasn't as fast and chaotic as some of the other bands, so it didn't come out muddy.
Yeah, but after, like Kyle mentioned, to have him take the kicks off the mic and just do the triggers through it, and then Ben had him do something else with the guitars. I think he had him, I can't remember what he said, but Ben had him do something that cleaned up the guitars too, and then immediately the drums and guitars were great. And all day, only the bass sounded good, and the guitars were kind of off, and the drums were kind of getting the reverb back at them. But after that, it was great. But that weekend was amazing, though. Aside from the sound from the first day, that weekend was unreal.
That was some of the most fun I've had in the last couple years. Chicago Domination Fest definitely was outrageous fun. Great people from all around the world. You know, people flying in from different continents just to hang out in Chicago and listen to some extreme metal. Maggot Twat was definitely
a
highlight.
Highlight of the final day. I was a really big fan of Goratory the night before.
Definitely.
And then same with Guttural Secrete. Those guys are great. Blues, my dude, he was fucking awesome.
I got to hang out with the guys from Limb Splitter, who will be at Carnahan Hall October 28th?
This Saturday.
Yes.
Our listeners.
I think they're going to be staying at my house that. Unless... I was going to talk to you about that, Nick, having a little after party at my house instead of, like, you know, trashing your house for the millionth time.
I like that idea a lot.
We should definitely go to my house afterwards.
Yeah. The Doom Room itself, Nick Maxson's pet project, his claim to fame, actually went to the previous year's CDF and did a DVD, which I was lucky enough to tag along and help with.
That's true. So did Anthony. Anthony shot some of the video.
I shot dildo cam.
You did. You shot some of the best cam. There is some really good video of what I call mosh cam, of you holding a camera in the mosh pit.
Mm.
It was beautiful. But yeah, so Austin's wearing Chicago Domination Fest 4. So the year before, Chicago Domination Fest 3, myself and... The majority of the work was Eventus Wall. He's a fucking genius when it comes to videography.
Eggs,
so
Andy.
So good.
Andy Eventus Wall.
Andy Eggs.
Eventus Andy Eggs Wall. So he used to do all of our videos for us, and he was on board for that. So he did all this shooting with the help of myself, Anthony, and Austin, but then he's the one that did all the editing. But yeah, we've been doing home video style-esque DVDs for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that because of Anthony had, like we said, has been to these Chicago Nomination Fests for years. He knows the guy who's putting it on. And he mentioned to him, he's like, I've got a friend that does videos and stuff. And Miguel, Gore Grinder Medina, he hits me up and says, let's do a DVD. So that was the first, what I would call, professional DVD that we've ever done. But, yeah, super so last blast. Year, for Chicago Domination Fest 4, I went just for the fucking hell of it, for the fun, and it was fucking great.
Very fun.
aside from spilling all my fun stuff in my pocket, it was a really fun weekend.
Don't you hate when that happens?
But
good thing you had friends.
That's true. So I'm stoked as fuck, especially since it's going to Dirty Nelly's. I'm ready for Domination Fest 5. So
I really like the thought of Domination Fest being at Dirty Nelly's.
Domination at the Dirty. So we've got our final beer for the night, the champion beer. This is Three Floyds. What is it? Makolo, I think. Maloko. There it is. Maloko.
Sounds Hawaiian.
It's a milk stout.
Dongo's not going to like it.
This is a... I think from now on, we're just
Dongo
going to say...
Will not dig it.
Yeah, we're just going to say that the final beer of the night is always something that Dongo is not going to like.
I saw milk stout.
Oh, that smells like a stout.
It smells like a stout. It smells like something...
This?
Oh,
you
it's
poured
definitely
this, and
it's
I
rich.
Really held it up to the light, and it is just pure black.
I can't even see the light through this beer.
No, you can't.
It is this, dark as death.
This
unbelievably dark. Dark as my soul. Dark as my asshole. Let's take a drink, shall we?
Ridiculously smooth for a fucking
stout.
Almost
as dark as this
beer. That is probably the smoothest stout I've ever drank.
Oh yes. Last minute introduction, my buddy Jason just walked in. He's the drummer in a couple of really fucking awesome bands, most notably the Mound Builders. But I'll bring up that show one more time that none of you guys are going to be able to relate to or hear about. But we're getting ready to do a big Halloween show, and we've got a band called Mormont coming to play. They play, it's drum and bass, Game of Thrones. Fucking stoner, doomy, fucking awesomeness. So... Jason, say hi to everybody real quick.
Hi, everybody, real quick.
You want to take a sip of my milk stout just to give your quick opinion?
If that's what we're drinking here,
it's sure. Pretty light for a stout.
Yeah,
it's super smooth.
It's really smooth.
You could make a milkshake.
What is this?
Nice.
This would go smooth. Well. You know, you could make a stout float with this. You could definitely throw a scoop of ice cream in this and drunk and.
I was thinking milkshake myself.
I've actually got some vanilla ice cream in the freezer, so maybe we just take a quick second and go grab it out of the freezer.
Yeah, the hell with root beer. Can go with
this.
We
start doing milk stout milkshakes.
Yeah. Ooh.
That sounds all right.
Some stout shakes.
What does Dr. Dongo think?
It's somebody said, I think it was Anthony, he said it's very light. It's very light stout. I can handle it. I can handle it, but it's not.
I could drink a couple of these. This is
not something I would pick.
What is this again?
I'm going to stick with the IPA.
Maloko.
How much is that a bottle?
This is $10, I think.
$10 for a, what is that, a 20?
It's a bomber, so it's about 20, I think 20 ounces. I'm fucking stupid.
It is. A bomber would be 26 ounces.
I was thinking about grabbing one of those, but then I was like, nah, Liftoff sounds more my style.
I like it. So really, really quick, we don't want to dwell too very hard because we're running over on our time. So we're going to go around and we're going to have everybody say their favorite beer. And if you need to, tell us what came in second place. So we'll start with Austin. We had 5 beers tonight. What would you say is your number one favorite that we had?
My number one favorite? Oh, man. I'm going to pass to Anthony. I got to think about that.
I'm going to say Liftoff was my favorite.
Yeah?
Not just because I brought it, but it was...
Yes, it is.
It was just very smooth, very easy to drink. I'm going to have to say that Brown Sugar was my second in a tie with the Maloko.
Yeah, the Maloko is for being... I'm going to guess, I don't think it says. It's somewhere between the 8 and 10 ABV region. It's super, super dark, but it's so easily drinkable.
Yeah, it's really...
There's so much coffee and chocolate flavor.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really, really digging it. Okay, Dongo, what do you think?
Liftoff, for sure.
For sure?
That's my favorite. It's just what I'm used to, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely the one that most closely fit the category of IPA.
Mild IPA.
Yeah. I will say my least favorite of the night is the one that I brought.
Yeah, I will. The Redanculous. I'll go ahead and agree.
Concur.
Real fast. Yes. I'll agree.
I'll agree with that.
The Redanculous was too much. The Imperial Red, it was a little too much for me.
I tried.
I'll say that my favorite, I don't know if, how often this is going to happen, but I'm going to go ahead and also say Liftoff was probably my favorite because my two favorites are either really juicy or fruity IPAs and then stouts. And I really like the Moloco. We'll give it number two. But I would say that my favorite of the day was definitely the Liftoff from Daredevil. So, Austin, you piece of shit. You went from being the first choice because I thought you were worth it.
If you're not first, you're last.
And here you are. Bobby. So, what's it going to be last?
Big Red Gum. If you don't chew it, then fuck you. Actually, I'm going to have to go with, I'm actually have to say my favorite was the Redonkulous.
Yeah, the red?
I really, really like that. Just because it brought back that, like, that nostalgia, just diving in and getting new with beers.
Well, 3-1 says really, you're wrong.
3-1 can go blow me.
Rude.
But yeah. I will say the Moloco and the brown sugar were a solid second, but that Liftoff was really good. I really like that. If I didn't have the nostalgia of the Redanculous, I would have said Liftoff. But the nostalgia just took me over.
So, we're not going to go on. We've given you guys quite a bit for the night. We're going to finish drinking these beers. We might pop open another one of those. What did we decide that we wanted to open?
Brown sugar.
The brown sugar.
One more brown sugar. So we're probably going to do that while we let you guys sit there and decide, like, God damn, sugar. I need to go and get some good beer right now and start drinking this beer. Shit. So
drink some of that shit.
Thanks again for listening. We forgot to mention it last time, but on top of this podcast, we're going to start doing a blog from Medium. It's called Brews Across Indiana. Myself and my good friend Jessica Wadley are trying to go to every single brewery in Indiana. Hell and yeah. We're doing a blog that documents it with pictures and a rating of their beers. So look out for that. Like you've also heard, I'm trying to open a brewery venue. So we've got not a Patreon, but we've got a Kickstarter going on. Trying to raise some funds for that, so go to the Maxons and Me Facebook page, check that out. If you've not checked out all the different podcasts going on the Journey into Comics Network, there are 10 different shows right now. There's comics, there's movies, there's food, there's video games, there's wrestling. They've got topics for everything you could possibly imagine. And I'm very glad that we're adding to that plethora of categories. We're adding beer
so
as a thing.
I'm so glad you're adding beer to the plethora.
So,
goddamn.
What else is there?
It's it. And then Dongo does a lot of the metal. He does a lot of the heavy metal stuff.
It's not just metal.
You do everything. But
it's just conversation.
You do everything. You do a little bit of whenever I've done podcast or fee,
we've done metal.
We've talked about everything.
I need to get in on the metal.
Oh, you will.
So, I will like to get in on the metal.
Thanks again for listening. We're going to come back again if you're paying attention. We've already had a couple people suggest different beers that we should try. So if you're listening and there's a specific beer that you want us to try, let us know. One last time, this is Nick Maxon with Brews with Dudes, and we'll see you next time.
Yee yee.
Yee yee!